Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. She would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel justified. You do your thing on the side and still say amen. Go through penalty.
Welcome to the Contenders for the Faith broadcast, and yes, we are the Ready Church from YouTube. This is a day that the Lord has made, and we're going to do what? Rejoice and be glad in it on today. I tell you, from one week to another, from one day to another, there's so much going on around in our nation on today. I mean, so much is changing. I mean, people are running loose. It's just so much going on. I tell you, it's just the signs of the time that Jesus is soon to come. We see all the signs around about us. Things are changing. Thank God he has not changed. He has still yet remained the same. He's still today the same, today, yesterday, and forever. Thank God for that. On today, we're coming from Jeremiah chapter 23. It says, woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, saith the pastor that feeds my people, ye have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doing, saith the Lord. I tell you, you better get ready, because I tell you, Jesus is soon to come. We see the sign all around about us. Lord, have mercy on the church on today. Well, today my guest is Pastor Harris and Sister Tracy Ajudanda Lahinte from the YouTube channel, and I tell you, I'm just excited about what the Lord is doing. In spite of what the enemy is trying to do, the devil still been defeated over 2,000 years ago, and he's still defeated on today. Everything is going down but the word of God. In Isaiah chapter 56 and verse 10 says, his watchmen are blind, they are all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark, sleeping, laying down, loving to slumber. Yea, they are greedy dogs, which can never have enough. Look around. We want to talk about the L.A. preachers today. The word of God said they are greedy dogs, which can never have enough. And they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own ways. He didn't say Jesus' ways. But in their own ways, and Lord have mercy, we see the church is going in their own way on today. It's that every one of his gain from his quarters. I'm telling you, it's all about money coming and prosperity. And Lord have mercy, people are dead each and every day, each and every minute and second. Lord have mercy on the church. I tell you, the church looks worse than the world today. There's so much filth and so much so many things that has came into the house of God, and I'm telling you, we better pray like never before. You know, the New World Order, I tell you, yeah, has ordered a lot of stuff, not only for the world, but for the church. Lord, have mercy on the church today. He told us to lead the church, lead the house of God alone in the book of Ezra, chapter 6 and verse 7, said, leave the work of the Lord's house alone. But we see that the enemy has studied the church, that have crept into the house of God and have deceived many, not a few, but have deceived many away from the truth. But we here at the Ready Church are trying to prepare you to get ready for the soon coming King. Oh, yes, he's soon to come up again. Welcome, guests.
Oh, thank you.
And we have Sister Tracy. Welcome, Sister Tracy.
Amen.
Amen, I
bless
tell
the
you.
Lord.
You know, we was talking on Thursday, I think we left off with you saying, you know, Lord have mercy on the church, you know. You was talking about LaShawn Tate and, you know, and, it's just so much. I mean, because these people are considered to be ministers of the gospel
right.
as well, not just singing the gospel. They call themselves preaching the word of God, and Lord have mercy, how in error they have gone. So much false teaching and false doctrine all
Amen.
Around about us. Lord have mercy on the church.
Amen.
I guess
and
we
it's
have
amazing.
Pastor. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, it's amazing how people look to singers with the same type of authority as they look at preachers.
Right.
That's really
right.
out of order.
It's true. But the word of God said they don't teach the gospel, must live the gospel. You just can't talk about the gospel. You got to live this thing.
Right.
And we see that a lot of people are, you know, not living truth no more. They're falling into error. You know, there's all this false teaching and preaching going on around about us. And because people didn't watch and pray, they don't even know truth from error now. And
right.
that's sad.
Amen.
You were telling me about LaShawn Pace on Thursday, I believe, or something that you had seen on the Reddit Church.
Yeah, I was watching.
We left off right there. Huh?
Yeah, I was watching the YouTube video that you did on her and how she was basically condemning people for judging, and she was talking about, you know, people talk about homosexuals, people talk about lesbians, and she was saying, you know, you're judging them, but then you're judging, and she was saying the Bible says not that you're not supposed to judge, and then she said, but all three of them were going to hell. And I'm like, I've never come across a scripture that said that practices, that people who practice judging are going to hell. The Bible does say that practicers of homosexuality, sexual sins, you know, fornication, lying, you practice those things, you'll go to hell if you don't repent of those things and turn away from them. But not one scripture have I come across that says that you go to hell if you're judging because, well, first of all, it's not a sin to judge.
Right.
And just
right.
the way that she mixed them all together, like judging is as much of a damnable act as homosexuality and lesbianism, I thought, wow. And then I remember, well, her sister is a lesbian.
Right.
So, you know, a lot of times when you see people defend that lifestyle, a lot of times it's because they have a loved one that's in it. And rather than do what the Bible says and go to them, and if they refuse to repent, then you turn away from them, then they begin to align themselves up and use scripture to justify their lifestyle. Because the bottom line is, you could choose not to judge them all day, but you choosing not to judge them is not going to stop them from going to hell. God
right.
is the only one that can make that decision. But not. But what makes it that much worse is, if no one tells them, which you don't need to be told that homosexuality is a sin, you know that it's wrong, and you don't change. But the person who sat there in front of that person and okayed it, and you never said anything, and you know right from wrong too, there's an accountability that God's going to bring on your head as well.
Right.
So, you know, we got to stop people pleasing and stop trying to spare people's feelings. It's like, I'd rather hurt your feelings and see you in heaven than to spare your feelings and you not be there. And for me to stand before God and have him say, well, you know, there's some things you didn't do because your brother so-and-so over here, your sister so-and-so over there was living this lifestyle and you chose to coddle them rather than tell them the truth. So that was the thing that I was saying about her. It was just amazing how she belittled. And, you know, I think and I get this is an argument that I get a lot from people that annoys me when they say, homosexuality is no different from stealing. And I'm like, no, see, stealing is not an abomination. Homosexuality is an abomination. It's an abomination for before God. And so as well as a man putting on a woman's garment, it's an abomination, and the Bible specifically tells you that. So, yes, if you practice lying and you practice stealing, yes, you know, you'll go to hell if you don't repent of those things. But they are not on the same level. I don't, you know, a lot of people say, you know, there's no such thing as big and little sin, and to a degree I believe that. But there is a difference between something that is considered an abomination to God and something that is, you know, I don't want to say regular sin, because, you know, all sin will lead you to hell. But there's a reason why they're given that label, and other sins are not given that label. And I've had relatives, you know, go there about, you know, and to me it's another way of defending them, another way of taking some of the pressure off of the fact that your lifestyle is wrong. And you need to change. And, yeah, I'll be the first to say fornication is wrong, adultery is wrong. You know, you can't live those types of lifestyles and think that you're okay with God. And if you practice them, and I don't understand how you can have a daily relationship with the Lord and live that lifestyle and not have something in your spirit that brings you to a place of repentance, at least saying, God, help me to stop. You know, but when you parade it around like, well, you know, God understands. Well, God understands our weaknesses, but that's why he sent Jesus, so that you got the strength in him to turn away from those things. God didn't ask us to do anything. He hasn't given us what we need to do. And if he said, you know, to not be a fornicator, then he's given us what we need to be able to not be a fornicator. He has never given us a command and then left us without the ability to obey that command. He is not that kind of God.
That's right. That's right. And you're right. And when people say don't judge, I mean, they really don't know what don't judge is, because judging, we all do each and every day of our lives. It's just making decisions. And we all make decisions each and every day of our lives. You make decisions what you're going to do, what you're going to eat, where you're going. So for somebody to say don't judge is just, you know, don't even make biblical sense. You know, not to be able to judge. Today we have also with us Pastor Harris. Will you join us on this conversation, please?
Praise the Lord. Certainly.
Praise the Lord.
Certainly, we agree with the comments you all been making about making a decision over, you know, whether to follow God or whether to follow the nature of the devil. Jesus gave us many warning signs about things that the trench spy in the last days, talking about false prophets, talking about their fruit. So we definitely got to make a decision whether or not we're going to follow what they say and those things becoming active in our lives. I have a scripture here. Jesus said in Matthew 7:15, he said, Be aware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are raving wolves. A lot of times these messengers present themselves as sheep or lambs, but Jesus pulled the cover off. He said, inwardly, and your true motive reveals that you are raving wolves, and wolves are predators. They prey on their victims, they sneak up on their victims, then they devour their victims. And we're living in that particular day, that particular hour, where people have reached a level of fame, and their name has been spread abroad across the United States and across the world. But Jesus didn't tell us to go and put on the show.
Come on.
But he told us to go ye into all the world and to preach the gospel to every creature. We are called to evangelize the world, to make known who Jesus is. And we are to go and to share the message of how he saved us and how he delivered us and what he's doing for us in our lives. This is the message that we ought to preach everywhere that we go.
Amen.
Gentlemen, we thank God for the Red Church allowing us to come on and just to share some things concerning the gospel, concerning things that are going on in these last days. And no doubt, your deeds, the things that you do, are proof, is proof what's in your heart.
Amen.
A lot of things that people do and their actions that they carry out, it is what's in their heart. And certainly the Bible said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Certainly we are living in a very vulnerable time where a lot of people are being. Jesus said, take heed that no man deceive you. A lot of people in the church world is being led off track from trusting God, believing God, and following the principles of the Bible. So we thank God for Ready Church, and thank God for you, Sister Tracy, and thank God, amen, for the Ready Church folks, for being so bold and being so strong. Amen. It makes no difference who the personality is. If they're not walking in the Word, and the Bible says the Word of God, amen, it gives us the equipment to rebuke, to correct, whatever it takes to bring people back in line if they want to come back in line. There are some of those leaders, they don't want to come back in line because they are making, 2 Peter says that they are false prophets and they are making merchandise of God's people. And that's the bottom line of what they're doing. They see people as merchandise. And I've been in back rooms with these, with some of these so-called elite preachers in our city, and some of the same preachers that come to town, the ones that in our town, want to be like the ones that come to town that are international speakers or preachers. My goal is to follow Jesus. As Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. And everything we do, we've got to follow Jesus. I'm going to turn this back up to the host and certainly thank God for the opportunity to just share some things that's in our heart to add to that people of God might get back on track.
Amen. Because, that's basically what we're focusing on. A lot of these people are looking at these pastors that are no longer standing for truth. And it makes you wonder if they ever were standing for truth. You know, the Word of God said some of these was already ordained for such a time as this. And I feel like, you know, that's how Pastor Jason, yes, I'm going to talk about him, yes. Pastor Jason, a lot of these are leading people off and astray, like Cotton Pierce, you know, with this inclusion everywhere. We looked at the L.A. preachers, you know, they got this reality show. No matter what, talk about that. You know, we said a lot of things that they saying that is not truth. You know, God didn't tell us to go after material things, you know, and talk about, you know, the things that we see that people in the world have that we should be going after the same things, you know, Ferraris and Bentleys, you know, like Jay-Z. And, you know, they're leading people off. They're leading the people that are in the world astray. They don't know where to go when they live in the church today. Because the preachers now are... And just like the ones in the world, where are the people that need help? Where can they go?
Right.
You know, and I don't want to elaborate on what you're saying with the L.A. preachers or, you know, this stuff needs to be called out, you know, that people will know that this is not truth. You know, there are still men and women of God that are still holding up the Word of God, you know, standing for truth. This is error. God never told us to go after material things. He never told us to go after houses and cars and land. You know, he never told us that. You know, anybody getting saved with you telling them about a house or a car, he came to set the captive free. You know, he came to restore us back to the Father, where sin has separated us. Nobody wants to talk about the sin that are separating you from God. You know?
Amen.
Anybody want to talk about it?
Well, I was tripping on the guy. His name is Ron, the black guy that used to be a gangbanger, and on the Preachers of L.A. And I was just amazed at how he gets invited. Dedrick had an invite, is having a concert. So he invites this Ron, Bishop Ron, I can't remember his last name.
Gibson.
Yeah.
Church of
God
in Christ.
Oh, that's what he is. Well, yeah, he invites him he wants him to do the call to salvation, you know, the opening the doors of the church. He wanted him to do that at the end of the concert. So he hears news about a young man that's still in the hood, that's still gangbanging, that had gotten shot at. So he decides, I'm going to go to the hood, and I'm going to, you know, minister to these guys. Now, there was a part where he was talking to his wife, and he was saying, you know, I'm going to take Jesus with me, but I'm also going to take, he took his gun with him, and I'm like, okay. But what really appalled me was, you go to the hood where these guys just got shot at the night before. The guy who had just gotten shot at, now his father, they show a clip of him talking to his father 3 weeks earlier. But at the time of this recording, his father is now dead. And he was talking to the man's father about, man, you know, it's time for you to change, and you know, you've got 35 more good years, it's time for you to change, and he's going on and on and on. So now he's talking to the man's son who just got shot at the night before, and he's like, well, you know, telling him about Dedrick Haddon, and he said, you know, y'all living below, you know, you don't have to be dodging bullets, you can live for God and come up, and he's going on and on and on. You're thinking, okay, that's a good thing, you're talking to them about the Lord, but this is what bothers me. You've got these guys, it was like four guys standing there, you're talking to them and you're inviting them to come to Dedrick Haddon's concert that night. And he's saying, you know, listen to the words, listen to what they're saying and all these different types of things. But I'm thinking, okay, but these people are still living a deadly lifestyle. So he goes to the concert, these guys show up at the concert and everything, so you're thinking, okay, well, at least they came. But when it came time for him to do the invitational part of the service, he calls these gangbangers up on stage and then decides to lead them through the prayer of salvation. I'm like, why didn't you do that on the street? They could have died between the time that you talked to them and the time for the concert.
Right.
But you want to bring them up before men to make you look spiritual. You weren't concerned about their souls. You were concerned about you looking good in front of the people. You were excited because it was your time to shine. Because if you were truly concerned about their soul, then you would have preached the gospel to them when you were standing there on the street to them. Now, I don't know the conversation in full of what he said to that man's father before his father died. I don't know how the man died, if he got killed, if he was sick. I don't know how he died. I know he had been doing drugs or whatever. But now is the time to preach the gospel message to people and offer them salvation. And stop telling people that because they pray this prayer that they're saved. No, there's more to it than just saying words. Do you believe these words? Are you truly ready to accept Christ? But I was just appalled that you're on the street with these young men. This man got shot at last night. I think they said there was someone in the car with him when it happened. Why didn't you share Christ with him right there? You didn't share Christ. You shared a concert. And then at the beginning of the show, Dedrick Haddon made a comment about, yeah, you know, we got to do this thing. It's got to be right because we got bills to pay. And I'm like, so you're not doing this for the souls of the people. You're doing this to pay. And that's what it's all, and that's what the Bible talks about. It's, you know, you're doing it for the wrong reasons. And that's just what I mean, there is so much to talk about that happened on that particular program. It was just crazy.
It really is.
Yeah.
Audrey Donda?
Well, as far as the preachers of L.A. and that particular story, I think that, well, when I was looking at it, I didn't see the part where the guys actually asked, you know, to accept Christ in their lives. I didn't see them even, you know, actually want to accept that invitation.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw the part where he brought them up on stage to, you know, say the sinner's prayer or something like that, but I don't remember any clips showing them telling Ron Gibson that they wanted to actually accept Christ into their life.
Right. I don't think that if it happened, they didn't show it.
So it wasn't just a prayer, it was just something that for them to just do on stage to be
seen by. It's a show. It's a show. These people, souls are at stake. Yeah.
It's sad. It's sad. And you know, we should care more about, you know, people going to hell than to be, you know, get this is my limelight. This is my. And then he got mad because Dedrick hadn't cut him off. I mean, there's so many things wrong with it, because it's like, okay, you're mad because Dedrick hadn't took away your fame. But at the same time, Dedrick hadn't, how do you rush somebody? I mean, and it's kind of a catch-22, because you can't really get on Dedrick hadn't for cutting off an important part of the service, but then wasn't even an important part of the service, or was this you getting glory? So it's kind of like you don't really, it's such a roller coaster ride of stuff going on. You don't even, it's hard to even pick and choose. It's so much confusion. I guess that's the best way to describe it as to what was going on. It was just crazy.
That's true. It is a lot of confusion. And we know who the author of confusion is. Shown is not God.
That's
He's
right.
not the author of confusion. We seeing, right. you know, these preachers getting up, and even what's his name, Norah Jones, you know, bragging about, you know, the cars, and I mean, and he having a special massage, some type of a ritual done before he go and minister the word.
Yeah.
What in the world is going on? I mean, you know, this is not God.
And it's
you know?
Like they're a way of identifying with being in the blessings of God is what they call prosperity. And their idea of prosperity is having a big fine house, having all the nice cars you want to drive, having nice clothing and all those types of things. But what's so sad, because I'm looking at him when they did the man cave, and the man cave was a house that Ron Gibson owned, that they moved out of that house because it was too small for his wife's clothes. Now, when they showed the house from a distance, it's a big house. And I was like wondering, I wonder how many people go to your church that's facing homelessness, and you got this big old house. You own two houses. But it's like people talk about prosperity, 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 and they always connect that to financial gain. Well, the Bible is very clear. The Word of God says that you are not to count gain as godliness. But people look at these people and they say, well, look how blessed they are. It has to be God. And it's like, wow. And I mean, it really just breaks your heart, because it really shows just how much people are not getting into the Word of God. But that's all they talk about is the stuff that they have. I mean, talk to me about people who have truly been healed. Talk to me about people who've come to Christ and their lives have been turned around. I mean, when I talk to you, Sister Harris, and you tell me about the things that are going on in y'all's fellowship and how people have come out of drug use and people have come out of different things and their lives have truly changed, to me, that's prosperity. That's
yes.
true prosperity, because there are people that are billionaires that are on the verge of suicide every day. There's nothing prosperous about that. There's nothing prosperous about that. But when a person could come up and say, listen, I trusted and believed God, and, you know, me and Sister Harris have this testimony, you know, that God took cigarettes from us. There was no struggle, and there
right.
was, you know, there was no, you know, we didn't get the side effects and all those different things that come with when people stop smoking. And I never tell a person I quit, because I didn't quit. God took it from me. Because to
right.
me, to say I quit is like I'm taking credit for it, and I have to give all of it to God. But to me, that's prosperity. That's prosperity. To me, is when I see a person who has a testimony of Jesus Christ according to His Word, and they're walking that thing out. But because you're driving around in a Lamborghini, going as fast as you can, like Noel's like, I like to go fast. In other words, you like to break the law, because speeding is against the law. Excuse me, but
right.
You know, and I mean, just the stuff that they say, just like, you know, Pastor Harris said, you know, the things that you say really shows what's going on the inside. It's like you have no regard for the law. Well, why would you? If you have no regard for the word of God and you call yourself a man of God. I mean, it's just
right.
It's sickening to see them lift up material things as prosperity when people are dying and going to hell. That's why so many people hailed Mary Teresa, Mother Teresa. It's like Mother Teresa didn't lead anybody to Christ. She was in that Catholicism, which was straight demonic worship like all the rest of them, and because she did good works. And what good is it for me to feed you? Now, I'm not saying we shouldn't feed the hungry. We should feed the hungry. We should clothe the naked. We should house the homeless. I believe in all of those things. But it's not doing any good if I never share Christ with you, because you'll be housed, you'll have clothes on your back, and your belly will be full, and you'll be on your way to hell. You are not prosperous until you are in right standing with the Almighty God.
Amen. Amen. I mean, yes, yes, yes. Matthew 16:24 says, then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. I mean, these people are not denying their flesh. They're not denying anything. You know, they're not trying to, you know, draw closer to God, and they're not leading people to God. And that's what it's supposed to be all about. Jesus is the answer for the world today. No other way. There's not many doors and many ways, as Bishop Jake said, there are many ways because there are many people. The devil is a liar. That's not what the word of God said. Jesus is the way, he's the truth, and he's the light. I tell you on today, no other way. He's still the answer. I don't care what the enemy is trying to throw at you and, you know, try to deceive you with. Jesus still is the answer. When you call on the name of Jesus, something about the name of Jesus, that's why the devil don't want us to call on his name, because there's power in the name of Jesus. People going to be saved, set free, healed and delivered in this last hour. He's still Almighty God. He can still save, he can still save you all today. He can still destroy all jokes that are holding you and burning you and yoking you and trying to tie your life up. Yes, God is still Almighty God. There is no other God like our God on today. The truth and living God. For we know that there are many gods that's going on today. We see in the church today with all these Hindu gods all over the place. There are many gods. But we're talking about the true and living God. The way you get to know him is get into his word and let the word of God get inside of you. And oh, he will change your life, and he will make you clean from the inside out on today.
Amen.
That's the God we're talking about right there. Amen. Oh, he's still the same today, yesterday, and forever. His word don't change. And when you see all these things then, and everything that's changing around about you, it's a sign that Jesus on his way back. Oh, yes, that's the sign right there. Get in the word of God on today. There's still hope. I don't care where you've been. I don't care what you've done. Oh, yes, Jesus will forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness on today. All you got to do is call on him and ask him to come into your life, change you, forgive you, and cleanse you from all unrighteousness on today. And he will do just that. And he's able to keep you from falling on today. When you may say, well, hey, I can't keep myself, and I'm scared I might not be able to hold on, and I'm seeing everything that everybody else doing that I might not be able to stand. But the word of God said he will keep you in perfect peace. Get in the word of God on today. Don't be handicapped and wait for somebody to come and feed you the word. Get in the word of God for yourself today. There is life in the word of God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, there's life in the word. Pastor, you got anything you want to say? I tell you, I get stirred when I think about what I'm seeing with the trick of the enemy on today, with all this false doctrine or false teaching around about us. Somebody got to cry out and hold up the blood-stained banner. Oh, it's still the blood of Jesus Christ on today. It's still the blood that will cleanse you and keep you on today. Oh, yes. That's why the enemy don't want you to talk about the blood and trying to do away with the name of Jesus and trying to confuse you that there are many ways. Oh, no, no, no. It's still the one way, and that's Jesus Christ. Oh, yes. Amen. Oh, yes. Jesus is the way. You got anything you want to say, Pastor? Because you know I get stirred up when I get upset with the enemy when I see what he's doing and people are not crying out. You was talking about the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. I want to be a laborer today.
Amen. You know, scripture from 1 Timothy, I believe that it describes the character of the so-called elite mega ministries. And Timothy speaks about it, Paul. Giving Timothy a lesson in regards to men, likewise character that we are seeing today, the L.A. preachers or those who call themselves native preachers or those who call themselves America's finest preachers. But only Jesus said, be faithful unto the end. He said the same. He said, I'm going to give you rewards.
Oh, yes.
Those that are faithful to what he has assigned them to do.
Yes.
1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 5. And he says, perverse the spirit of men of corrupt minds, destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. From such withdraw thyself. And the word of God is saying here, those type of ministries that promote themselves rather than to live Jesus, scripture is plainly saying, withdraw yourself from those kind of ministries.
Yeah.
Jesus, even Jesus said himself, whosoever exalts himself shall be made abase. The scripture said that Jesus said, if I be lifted up, if Jesus, we celebrate Jesus.
Celebrate him.
Lift Jesus.
Oh, yes.
He said, then I will draw all men unto myself. And strictly and personally and most importantly, these men are following after riches. They're following after fame. You know, and the Bible says, he said, but they that will be rich, verse 9, fall into the temptation and a snare into many foolish and hurtful lusts,
oh, yes,
which drown men in destruction and perdition.
Mm-hmm.
For the love of money is the root of all evil. That you love money, that you do anything to get money. Mm-hmm. Bible says for the love of it, to love it so much that you do anything to get it. Any kind of gimmicks, any kind of tricks, you know, stuff that they do to try to get it, to get money, to get a crowd. Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. I believe that they're so motivated that you know their motive is to prosper monetarily. Their motive is to prosper in every way possible, to flash and to dash and to promote themselves. They said nothing, not 10 words about Jesus, but it's all about them.
All right.
Right.
God said, I must decrease, and if I decrease, Jesus will increase. He said, crucify yourself. Crucify that appetite of your fallen Adamic nature.
All right?
Amen.
And the scripture goes on and says, he said, which while some have coveted after, these men have coveted after money.
Mm-hmm.
And we have such a preacher called Leroy the Wolf Thompson. And his phraseology, when he gets on the pulpit stage, the podium, that he is a money prophet, and he says this particular phrase, money cometh. Yes, money's going to come when you run there like a fool and give it to him.
Right.
All right?
Well, the Bible says that these are wolves in sheep clothing.
All right?
They say religious words. They say made-up words forged words to make merchandise of you, to trick you, to behoove you, to mesmerize you, that you might be caught up in their games and their tricks and their snares. They tell you to line up and give your money to them.
Uh-huh.
Not for the sake of building broken lives. People that are hurting, people that need deliverance.
Yes.
Amen. They set their ministries after those who will give to them because they have the spirit of a wolf. They are predatorial.
Wow. Amen.
Well, the Bible says they covet after them. They have erred from the faith. Come on, they are in error.
All right.
He told them to go in to preach. He said, when you preach the gospel, he said, I'm going to match you up.
All right.
Just because things, see, that's the difference between growth and swelling.
All right.
And some of these ministries have swollen. To be swollen is an indicator that there might be infection. With that infection in the body, that particular infection has to be cut off and has to be some kind of antibiotics to get rid of that disease.
All right.
Some ministry, you think that it's growth, but it might be swelling. It might be disease. It might be something that God himself has to cut down.
All right. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
These people have heard from the faith.
Oh, yes.
These people have the influence to influence people to think like they think, to do what they say do.
Oh, yes.
And we have to preach the gospel.
Preach the gospel.
Instead of we thank God for Red Church for giving us the avenue today just to share with you.
Thank God.
Sister Tracy.
Yes.
Amen. To all the hosts.
Yes.
Amen. And we thank God for this great opportunity. The Bible said, because of them, they have pierced themselves with many sorrows. But verse 11, don't you hear verse 11? First Timothy 6 and 11. He said, this is what the real man of God ought to be about.
All right.
He said, but thou, O man of God, he said, keep on doing those things. No, he said, free from these things.
Yeah.
Have no part of these gimmicks in a pyramid. It is a absolute pyramid where the man at the top is getting all the money and the folks down at the bottom is feeding that dragon.
She's
feeding that serpent to get bigger and to get bigger and to get bigger.
Oh, yes.
And Jesus is nowhere in the picture.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
He said, this is a recommendation for every man of God. I don't care who you are.
All right.
I don't care how big your name is.
All right.
I don't care how big you think your fame is.
Come on.
You'll never be bigger than God Almighty.
Amen. Ooh. All right.
He said, follow after righteousness.
Yes.
Godliness. Faith, love, patience, and meekness.
All right.
Amen. We thank God for
thank you, Lord.
The Red Church. We turn it back over to the host of saying at this time. Thank God.
Thank you, God.
Praise
I tell you, I don't know about you, but I'm on fire.
Amen.
I'm like Jeremiah today. It's like fire shut up in my bones on today. I tell you, Jesus
like
is still the same today, yesterday, and forever. You can call us at 818-691-7304, 818-691-7304. You may call us at this time, 818-691-7304. Praise the Lord. You may call us at 818-691-7304. Carl, are you there? Praise the Lord. Carl, are you there? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Carl, are you there?
Praise the Lord, Ready Church.
All right.
Thank God for the Ready Church. I'm a first-time caller, but I listen all the time. And I just thank God for everything that you have dug in the Word and everything that you share. And I just thank God for, you know, being able to listen and share with others. And I just thank God for the work that you're doing.
Amen.
Thank God. God bless you, dear. Keep calling.
All right. God bless
you. We love
you. You all have a good night.
God bless you, too.
God bless you, too. You may call us at 818-691-7304. 818-691-7304. 818-691-7304. Paul, are you there?
Praise the Lord, Ready Church.
Praise the Lord. How are you?
I'm blessed. Thank you, Jesus. Enjoyed the word. I thank God for the word. As you all were ministering the word, I thank God for Matthew 6 and 10 says, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and as you go preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the leprous, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received and freely give. And I just thank God for the word on tonight. I thank God that it was the gospel of Jesus Christ that changed my life.
Amen.
And I thank God for those who can.